Yeah, baby, who's going to stop the rain? Your host, Ray I and Peanut, who's out like a light. Matty G, Tiny Tim.
Good morning.
Carl Bulla, St. Louis County Police Department joining us in the studio on this beautiful Saturday morning with a bright thing coming through the windows. We've been talking turkeys, floods, water. We had a lot of rain. Who's going to stop the rain, baby? What a great, great Saturday morning to be alive. Good luck to all the turkey hunters out there. I'm getting tons of text messages about the show this morning. And a lot of you turkey hunters out in the field giving me play-by-plays, telling me how far the turkeys are and where you're sitting. This is just too much fun.
It's great to get that feedback.
It really is. It really is. Matty G doing a great job on the controls. We're going to run down to the Ozarks and down to the river where there was a lot of rain to my great friend, Jim Anderson. But first, we've got to do a little intro. We're going to go down in the holler. Way down in the holler. Down in the ridges in the river country. Where a possum is a yard dog.
And dinner.
Where you can get peach, apple, and apple caramel moonshine.
Oh, boy.
And I even had dreamsicle. Yeah.
And you live to tell about it.
I bet this boy's a-dancing right now. The one and only Jim Anderson, Shady Lane. Cabins, hotel, motels, down on Eminence, Missouri. The mayor of Eminence, Jim Anderson. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show, brother.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. How are you doing?
Well, we're digging out from historic flooding. We're all cutting out drywall and insulation and drying out and getting ready to go for another summer.
Man, oh man, summertime's almost here. It's going to be tourist time, and we got hit by this flood, and it looks like you had a lot of damage. The campground looked like it was pretty much gone, Jim.
Yeah, you know, the Jack's Fork has a steep gradient, so here our flooding was rushing water, so it dragged a lot of stuff downstream, a lot of damage. Many of the resorts and camping grounds along the river sustained heavy damage.
Yeah, so, of course, everybody's thinking about all those affected, and prayers and thoughts go to them. And just a tough time. We're down there with you trying to do a little turkey hunt. We couldn't do the river hunt because of the water up, and appreciate you keeping us there at the place. It was awesome. I want to tell everybody what a great job you do, and with your Shady Lanes down there, it's a great place to stay. And beautiful country. Eminence is just a beautiful place, and as I told Billy, I don't remember any place where people are more friendly than Eminence, Missouri.
Well, thank you, sir.
So how much damage do you got with your place? I mean, you got a lot of work to do, I guess, huh?
Well, no. We're about 100 yards north of the river, and we got a little water and four units, a little sewer back up in one, and we have 27 units, so we're...
You're good.
Okay. We're pretty much up and going. We have a couple of units that'll be ready to go. You know, by Monday, Tuesday, a couple of units by Memorial Day weekend. So
okay.
we'll be ready.
All right. My house okay?
Your house, yep.
My house had water
all the way around it. I don't know if you saw the pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, I looked. That's what I asked you about my house. I told Mark Strand, I said, they're trying to flood my house down there. We need to go down there and sandbag.
There you go.
And also, I just want to tell you how much I enjoyed seeing you again and you taking us out to dinner at a Mexican restaurant with those margaritas. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Now, see, you hear him perk up. You hear him perk up when I said margarita, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome here anytime, Ray. What you missed, though, was Cinco de Mayo yesterday. I mean, it's, National Tequila Day. So
yeah, in Eminence, Missouri, in the Ozarks. How cool is that?
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Well, you're getting ready to go for the summertime, and what an area, what a neat place for people to visit. So give them information about Shady Lane and where you're located and what they can do and see down there.
Well, there's lots of things to see and do. I mean, today we're cleaning up. You cannot drive up and down these county gravel roads. Many of them are destroyed. Shannon County's putting them back together in the order of bus routes first. So, right now, lots of our regular guests are wanting to donate time or money. And if you're interested in any of that, email me at shadylanecabins@centrytel.net. And we don't have any long-distance phone service, Ray, so email or messenger is the way to get a hold of us for now. And ShadyLaneCabins.com if you're interested in staying with us this summer. And we appreciate everything. Thank you, Ray.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Jim, and we'll keep we'll put this up on the website, and we'll put that information on our deal for our podcast, where we're going to replay this, and we're going to support you guys 100,000%. I mean, we really appreciate you hosting our media hunts the last 2 years and taking care of our people, and we just love it down there, and we love you guys. It's just a great place to go, and we urge all our listeners, if you want to take a ride from St. Louis or Kansas City, wherever you listen this morning, go down to the Ozarks and check out Eminence, Missouri, and if you're really, really good, if you stop by Shady Lane Cabins and Motel, you might see the mayor of Eminence.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm around. Look where the margaritas are, right?
Yes, yes, sir. I bet a lot of you wanted some of the margaritas after that water went down. Oh, my gosh. Horrible.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
We appreciate it, Jim. We wanted to get you on the show, and we're going to get you back on summer and get an update on how things are going and recovering from that and and the information. Oh, go ahead. Get him. I've got something in my throat.
Yeah, no, but so the Eminence area is open for business, and kind of a cool thing that you can do with your tourist dollars is come on down and visit and see Eminence and stay at Shady Lane and visit a beautiful part of the Ozarks and help out at the same time.
Sorry, Jim. That was a White Castle.
That's all right.
Okay,
that's
buddy. All right. We'll bring you a sack next time, and I still need to come and see you for breakfast, 6:30. I still have that key for you for Cabin 1. I didn't give it to you. It was in my truck. I want to see you personally and give it to you at breakfast.
That would be great.
All right, brother. Thank you, my friend. Good luck out there, and we're thinking about all you guys, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. All right. How about that, Matty G? A little Shady Lane's Cabin. How cool is that?
Yeah.
What do you think? Why don't you take us a commercial break? Your co-host.
Sure. Hey, everyone, you're listening to Eyes on the Outdoors Radio. This is Tiny Tim. Catch you on the flip side.